Describe a time when you had a problem with using the computer.
Why do people often have problems when using new products? Using new stuff can be hard because you're not used to it. Take TVs, for example. About 10 years ago, TVs started needing two remotes to run different devices. It's way too complicated. Unclear user manuals don't help either. If you buy a new air conditioner and run into a problem, the manual might frustrate you even more. Sometimes they don't give you a solution, or it might have so much information that you can't find what you need right away. Why do some people avoid using modern technology? Using modern technology can be challenging for some, while others simply choose not to use it. For example, old people didn't use the internet for a lot of their lives. So these people may find it hard to use the different devices and platforms. Additionally, some people think that being online too much is bad. They prefer a more natural life without the distractions of digital devices. Often, these people will go live in the countryside and live a quiet life. Where do people usually pick up skills for using electronic devices? I think people figure out how to use electronic devices by themselves. If someone buys a new phone, they'll need to learn how to use the different functions. Most people aren't afraid of technology. They just spend time with the phone and figure it out on their own. If they need help with something specific, they can search for solutions online. For high-level skills like coding, people may take a course or study at university. Is YouTube a good resource for learning how to use tech gadgets? Yes, absolutely. So many people make videos on YouTube about how to use tech gadgets. When someone buys a new device, they may not know how to use it. They could waste time trying to figure it out. But it's easier to look up a video on YouTube. Within a few seconds, there will be tons of videos with the answer. It's also great that people can look up the answer on their phones. Do you think some people find older gadgets easier to use than the new ones? Well, I don't think so. I mean, some people might initially find older gadgets more user-friendly than the new ones, but those people get used to them pretty quickly. When someone gets a new phone, it'll probably have features that they haven't seen before. But they can spend time figuring out the new features. They may even prefer them. Honestly, I think most people usually don't want older devices. They usually want to try new features and advancements. That's always more exciting. What drives some people to always chase after the latest tech? I suppose that people want the newest gadgets because of their image. They want to show off and let other people know that they have the best devices. This isn't really necessary. The old devices still work really well. There usually aren't too many changes when a new phone comes out, but some enthusiasts are eager to be the first to own the latest device, even camping outside stores. How is modern technology shaping our personal relationships, and what could this mean for families in the future? Modern technology affects personal relationships in interesting ways. For example, online dating apps have changed how people meet, and families can form through the internet. Also, modern technology gives people the ability to communicate whenever and wherever. For instance, so many people live overseas, away from their family, but with technology, they can still talk to family and friends every day. Does relying on technology prevent children from learning skills? No, I suppose that relying on technology can help students gain important skills for the modern world. We don't need certain skills anymore. For example, why do mental math when a calculator is faster and more accurate? As we all know, our society is becoming increasingly tech-driven, so it's crucial to learn computer-related skills, like programming, which can enhance logical thinking and problem-solving, preparing students for the future. What do people use computers for? People use computers for almost everything these days. No matter what your background is, you probably use a computer for something. Most people use computers to communicate. They can chat, video call, email, or use word processors. There's so many ways to work and communicate via the computer. Most people also have a calendar in their computer to help them remember meetings and appointments. Of course, the most common use of computers might be searching the web for information. Should students be allowed to use computers at school? I believe students should use computers in school because most jobs require computer skills. Schools should teach students how to use computers and basic software like Word and Excel. Some worry that students might use computers to look up answers during class. However, the reality is that even if they don't do it in class, they might still do it outside of school. So what's truly important is for teachers to help students think critically and solve problems, whether they use computers or not. That's what really matters in education. What do you think of people who are addicted to playing computer games? Computer gaming addictions are serious and come with many problems. If someone spends a lot of time gaming, it can affect their relationships and health. One big problem is how it affects relationships. Many people break up with their partner because they're too focused on gaming. Besides, many games are designed to be addictive. Gamers can lose sleep and stop eating enough food because they care more about their games than self-care. That's really bad for your health. Do you think computers make our life simpler or more complex? Computers make some things simpler and some things more complicated. For example, computers give us the ability to research any topic instantly. That's way easier than going to the library and finding books on a topic. Plus, software like Excel helps us process large sets of data effortlessly. But computers also present us with distractions, like online gaming and social media. These distractions can be hard to manage. Sometimes they reduce our work or study efficiency. Yes, go. 淘宝店铺原创。